You're listening to WUTC. On Tennessee Valley StoryCorps, we bring you conversations from people who went to the StoryCorps recording booth in Miller Park in the spring of 2019. Today, husband and wife, Steen and Courtney Watson, remember their fathers.
Courtney, tell me a little bit about your dad.
Such a big question. I guess I'll just think about a couple of aspects of him that bring him back to life. His name was Toshio Oishi, and he had a very, hard set of circumstances at the beginning of his life. You know, was at a very young age when they lived and were forced to live in an internment camp, and you know, found a path to education and to employment and to marriage to my mom, and had my brother and I. And had a very productive, fulfilling life. My dad was very patient and kind and hardworking man, and he was a man of few words, but really led by example. Can you tell me more about your dad?
Sure. Well, also before I do that, though, about your dad, you know, I thought the world of him. And he was a remarkable guy. He found himself in the center of a lot of really incredible things, and he made a wonderful life, and I always found it really inspirational. My father, you know, he really was my best friend. And he was born in October the 3rd, 1941. I'll never forget that date because he used it as the combination for all of his padlocks. And so it's easy to remember. He was born in Cleveland, Tennessee. His parents were J.B., who is our son's name, and his mom's name was J.B. Grew up with a family that was hardworking, and I think really carried that work ethic with him throughout his life. It sort of infused everything that I think that he did. He worked hard in business. He created a lot of really amazing things, and I think he worked hard for our family as well.
I know I didn't get as much time with your dad as I would have liked.
Yeah.
I know. I think we both learned a ton from our parents and our fathers. And I mean, when you think about, you know, our kids and, you know, we have our three kids, you know, and the ages they are right now and how we hope they continue to grow. You know, what do you think about when you think about your dad that has shaped you that you want to kind of impart on our kids?
His thing was, you know, take care of the little things and the big things will take care of themselves. And I don't, that seems sort of mundane and it would seem to be task-oriented. But I don't think that that's necessarily the case because there's lots of instances in which thinking about the little things, it could be in the relationships with your family, it could be just in the way that you interact with your kids. It's all those little things that I think add up over time. And I think that would be a wonderful lesson if I could somehow impart that with our kids.
That was Steen and Courtney Watson. This Tennessee Valley StoryCorps and others can be found at our website, wutc.org. This series is produced and edited by me, Will Davis, and brought to you in part by EPB Fiber Optics.